Yeah, yeah. Men's are.
Join in.
It's a bit early in the morning. I'm still sounding like Bob Dylan.
Early morning. Do you know what? Your voice, you've actually, it's weird because your speaking voice is like your singing voice. You don't often get that with singers, do you? You can tell it's you singing. Because you've got the, you've got like a gruff.
Yeah, it's
in your voice. No, but you can see your voice. Yeah. Speaking voice is the same as singing voice.
And he's never smoked in his life.
No,
don't smoke.
No.
Ooh. Is that all the years of singing?
It's all the years of singing and, and smoky pubs.
Yeah. Well, you don't get that now, do you?
No,
not quite the same.
Thankfully, awful as a sax player. You'd and you're taking all the secondhand smoke.
What do you have? A smoke machine?
Used one in theatre shows.
Yeah,
but not for.
No, they're just as bad. To make you choke, don't they? Horrible things. And they're never flavoured with apple. What's that all about? It's nasty. What's one of the funniest things that's happened to you on gigs when you're thinking about all the years that you've played? What has been...
There's been lots of those. We had some funny moments a few years ago when we were on Japanese television, didn't we, Joe? The NHK, the... equivalent to the BBC in Japan, decided to do a documentary about us.
Yeah.
And they followed us everywhere. You know, we had a Japanese film crew following us about everything we did, home, whatever you did, they were behind you. And in the end, after a week, you turn around and say, "Go away!" Oh, worse than that.
I did get really ratty in the end.
Yeah,
because they just stuck a camera up your nose.
Oh, it's really, you know, fun. I wonder what you were going to say then.
Yeah, for whatever you were doing, you know, but they followed us around.
And did it get broadcast over here?
No, only in Japan.
Did you get a copy of it as well?
We did, yeah. Got copies.
And it's still shown, apparently, because we see the producer still...
Mm.
A Japanese lady called Tomoko, and she tells us that it still gets shown over there now, you know.
Did you go over there and play quite? Did you go over there and sort of do lots of gigs?
Came and filmed us.
No,
and
they filmed us over here.
Over here, yeah.
We tried, but
they didn't want us over there.
They quite like their jazz funk, don't they, over in Japan? Bands like Incognito, Jamiroquai do really well.
Right, yeah.
Absolutely, yeah.
Very, very well.
Yeah.
Now, you've got a website, which is all the W's, burnsbrosite.com.
That's just a gig list. It's not a website. It's just literally a gig list.
I was going to read out the gig list. I wondered where the rest of it was.
You're welcome to. It's not the website. We're on Facebook.
Yeah, you don't need anything else.
So we don't do that anymore.
So you've got a gig on Sunday the 2nd at to the Phoenix in Raynham, Sunday the 9th at Raynham, 16th, the 23rd at Raynham. It's going to be at the Phoenix, all those ones. And then
I haven't actually put the gigs on yet for August.
There's loads here.
But I know there's some. The regular ones. I think there's still some more to go on.
You've got the Windmill on the 27th, 29th, Rock and Roll Paradise Show at Westcliff-on-Sea, Clacton, and the 30th, you're back at the Phoenix. And that's only just some of the gigs you've got.
That's just some of
them.
I'm really
envious. There'll be loads of musicians out there just
going... When you work cheap as us, you'll get more gigs, believe me.
There's a lovely picture of you with Jess Conrad.
Oh, yes.
And Bert Kwok, who was
from the Pink Panther films, and wonderful. Yeah,
was that a show that you did with those guys?
It was a while ago, a few years ago now. We've worked with some pretty famous people.
Tell us who you've worked with.
Well, no.
Come on, Jerry's gone really quiet. What's your... I thought you were going to nod off this. I'll
probably trump him, but go on.
Come on, who have you worked with?
No, he'll just trump.
No, go on, you go first. Jerry, you go first, and then we can...
Yesterday I was recording with Anita Harris.
In Essex.
New record, yeah.
Funny
in
enough.
Essex, yeah. Can't say where, but... Boy George, Rubettes, Gerard Kenny...
Bruce Welch from The Shadows. He did the guitar. He was Hank, wasn't you, that night?
I think that's what he said.
Yep.
I don't know, loads of people. Elvis, Buddy Holly.
I'm just nodding. I'm going, you wouldn't have met, but you're too young to know Buddy Holly.
You met Phil Everly, didn't you?
Phil Everly.
Lonnie Donegan and people like that.
In the show, there's a Buddy and an Elvis.
I only just found out
they weren't the real ones. Don't tell me anything.
There's
and what
a great
about you,
Jerry
Bob?
Lee Lewis, isn't there? There's some great people in that show. Me, yeah. I've... oh, goodness me. Well, my real moment of glory came in the late 80s, I think, or the early 90s, when I actually sang on stage with the Beach Boys.
Wow.
But that was at a rehearsal at the Corn Exchange in Brighton. And I just happened to be there, and I was looking there all googly-eyed, and Carl Wilson just said to me, come up and sing with us. And I sang Barbara Ann with them.
Yeah.
Barbara Ann. So we just did it. It was brilliant. It was brilliant. And that will never happen again, but it was wonderful.
Have you ever written, because I know that you've got a studio, Jerry, you do a lot of, you do all the backing tracks yourself, you don't download them, you do them all yourself, and you're always working in the studio. Have you ever written original stuff, and do you ever throw those into a gig, or is it not something you do?
Well, yeah, I've written songs. I wouldn't say they're original particularly, but do you want to...